You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
What is it like to continue pursuing your passion and actually expanding your business, especially if you're a registered blind baker? Well, Annie Spooner is the owner of Annie's Cake Creations, and for the last few years, she's been baking up a storm with some amazing cakes and sweet treats, but now she's actually taking on a whole new challenge, and she joins us now to tell us a little bit more. It is lovely to speak with you, Annie, again, and catch up.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
Now, Annie, of course, we'll chat about your delicious bakes very shortly. But first, remind us, what is your site condition? I believe you have retinitis pigmentosa, or RP for short.
It was a condition that completely came out of the blue back in 2018 when I had my, I just had like a regular eye test, thought I'd come out with glasses, but instead I came out with a whole new condition, which was, really shocking. But fast forward to now, so obviously I've lost my driving license and that kind of thing now, but I still retain some of my central vision, so mine sort of affects my periphery. So so I'm lucky enough that I can still at the moment do what I do for a living and make all these cakes and decorations and things, which is something I absolutely love to do.
And now you're actually expanding a little bit, because obviously I think you started to your business around, was it 2021? And now you're going to be making wedding cakes, which that's a challenge.
Oh my God. So when I first started, it was mainly like birthdays and, you know, you get baby showers and things like that crop up. And my husband's cousin actually did ask me to do their wedding cake when I was quite sort of new to it. And I did it and it was fine. And I got to try it and stuff. So that was great. I was quite stunned that I'd done it because I'd never done a 3-tier cake before. And I was a bit like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I kind of didn't really want to dapple too much with people that aren't family, you know, at that point, because I honestly just didn't think I was good enough to do wedding cakes. I feel like there's an expectation that you want perfection and they're always going to be huge and elaborate. And oh God, I don't know, the thought of it back then used to just scare the life out of me. So it wasn't something that I wanted to kind of go into. But I think that over the last sort of few years, obviously, I mean, I've done literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cakes now. And I think your confidence just kind of grows and you learn what you feel comfortable doing, what your abilities are. And you sort of learn to kind of know what you trust yourself doing and what's maybe a bit beyond my expertise and that kind of thing. So I think that now I've come to grips with knowing kind of my style, I guess. I started venturing more into wedding cakes, and it was something that kind of it really just kind of happened on its own in some ways. People would kind of from word of mouth start to kind of recommend me and things like that. But honestly, I would say that since sort of maybe November, December time, I don't know what's happened, but wedding cakes just have exploded. It's gone crazy. I mean, I did quite a few wedding cakes throughout last year. My portfolio of wedding cakes is growing, if you like. But last weekend, I actually exhibited at my first ever wedding show. It was the biggest one in Essex. It was at the Chelmsford Racecourse, which was absolutely amazing, I have to say, even just to have adult conversations without my children butting in asking for food every 5 minutes. I met loads of lovely couples. I've already had some orders off the back of that. May 27 is already very nearly fully booked with wedding cake orders, which is amazing. And it's just really refreshing to do something a bit different, to be honest. I think that I've gone from being terrified of doing these elaborate big cakes to actually really just wanting to do more and more of them. There's something quite satisfying, I think, when you set up at a venue and you kind of take a step back and be like, God, I actually made that. And it's like a 3 or 4 tier cake with all these flowers. And it's just a really like proud moment, I think. I really, really love doing them. So it's a really lovely new venture within my business. And the more I get, the merrier I'll be.
Oh, it sounds amazing. See, I love cakes, and the idea of having a 4-tier cake just, you know, delivered. What would you, are people surprised when they find out? Because you do have central vision, and obviously a lot of your work will be about creating visually stunning cakes. Are people surprised when you tell them you're registered blind?
To be honest, they are surprised. And I think because I carry myself in a way that if you're just talking to me face to face, you may not know that I have vision loss until something awkward happens, like they go and shake your hand or whatever, and then obviously I look really rude because I can't see their hand, and then obviously you have to explain. But yeah, they are quite shocked. But I've also done quite a lot surrounding my vision loss, and I've been quite sort of open to customers about it, and I've done like fundraisers in the past for people with disabilities, and I've used that as an opportunity to speak about my eyesight and that kind of thing. So people that aren't aware are always shocked, but actually I get quite a lot of people now like intentionally ordering from me because of the fact that I've got vision loss, and they think that it's just remarkable and really inspiring. And I've had people message me saying like, I just wanted you to sort of know really that I think it's like mind-blowing that you're doing this with your eye condition, and I just wanted to support you because of it. And I have that all the time. It's quite remarkable how many people actually do message me off the back of it. So it's, yeah, it's nice. It's a lovely supportive community.
And do you ever hear from people who also, like you, maybe have different sight conditions and feel like you've inspired them to try going into the kitchen and, baking something?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've had people phone me up before talking about like how to make biscuits and things like that, and then it turns out that they've also got an eye condition, and then we've just spiraled and had this whole conversation about it. And yeah, it's lovely to meet other people as well, I think, that are in a similar position, and just also just discuss like what they do for a living. And it's quite empowering to sort of share stories and motivate one another. Yeah, and it's nice to sort of a reminder that we've got these horrible conditions and stuff like that, but it's not something that kind of dominates your life. It's not all doom and gloom. And actually, in some ways, it's kind of sociable because you could, it's sort of like, oh, I've got something similar, and you can kind of bond over something that both of you kind of share. So, yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. And what would you say is your biggest tip for building confidence in baking if someone maybe like you is going through vision loss or trying to kind of enter into the world of baking for the first time?
I think it's just all about practice. As I say, when I first started, I didn't have the confidence to do wedding cakes and things like that. But I think the more you practice, even just do, bakes for your friends, for your family, for yourself even, the more you do it and the more you learn about it, because I'm all self-taught as well, so just from watching videos and things like that, the more you do those kind of things, the more you learn what you like doing, what you're good at doing, and then you naturally will develop your own confidence. But I think you just got to take risks. I just don't ever hold yourself back. I think the worst thing you can do is tell yourself that you can't do something, because you can. You just got to learn, and you've just got to practice and just go for it and be brave.
And I think always think about the fact that you're never going to be amazing from the get-go. Practicing is how you're going to get better.
Oh my God, do you know what? That is so true. I posted not that long ago a hilarious post on my social media of a cake, my very first cake. And when I tell you it was bad, I mean, it was horrific. And it's so funny because I said in the post, if you told me back then that I'd end up being a professional cake maker years down the line, I would have laughed at you. And when you compare that cake to some of the, especially the wedding cakes that I do now, oh my God, you would never, it's like looking at a 3-year-old making a cake versus what I do now. So believe me when I say it really is a cliche, but practice does make perfect.
Well, Annie, if we wanted to keep up to date with everything you're doing and follow your amazing creations, where can we find you?
Got a website, annie'scakecreations.co.uk. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok, although I'm not great with that, but that's all just Annie's Cake Creations. Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Well, Annie, thank you so much for speaking with us on RNAB Connect Radio and making us all feel like we really need a cake right now.
You're very welcome, and thank you so much again.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.